kept going. He had that long-lasting enthusiasm until he obtained. He actually laid hold of. And the word is, again, epitukano, he hit the mark. It happened, right? And we say, okay, rolling all of this together, what was the point mark? From what we looked at in 2 Peter and us, and we say it doesn't look like it now, and then we look at what happened. This is the writer of Hebrews describing what happened with Abraham, and we know that Abraham, that promise was given to Abraham when he's about 75 years old. And we know he was right at 100 when Isaac was born. So that's 25 years of long-lasting enthusiasm that this man walked in believing God. He was not, and you know, I was talking to you the other day. We go through stuff, right? And we're age conscious. And when you think about it, we have that old expression. He wasn't getting any younger, right? He'd been married to Sarai for a long time, and she was barren anyway. It turned out it was her, not him, right? Obviously. So 25 years, every year that's passing, if he was us, we'd be going, you know, couldn't happen 5 years ago when I was 75, and I'm 80 now. I ain't sure, you know, it's less likely it's going to happen now, right? Because that's the way we think. He didn't think that way, apparently. He just kept going, look, I know who El Shaddai is, and I know what a covenant is, and I know how strong this is, and he spoke to me. So this has got to happen. So that was his attitude. And as I meditated on things, yeah, you know, I mean, and there's Sarah, you know, she's not getting any younger either, right? Every year that's passing. And after a while, I mean, think about it. God told you something 20 years later that you were going to have a child. You were old when he said that. Now, you weren't real old because people live longer than that anyway, okay? 75 still. Let's say you're 50. If God looks at you and you're 50 and says, okay, you're going to have a child, and you would go, I hadn't had one up to now, but okay. 2 decades later, we would be doing this. Forgive me, but I'm telling the truth, okay? We would be going, well, I thought God told me that. But you know, I mean, hey. Obviously, I'm 20 years older now. Couldn't do it then, right? No, we should be like Abraham. We should be imitators. We should be emulating him. We should be saying, look, I don't care. His attitude was it was impossible in the first place. So what difference does it make? And that's my attitude. When I go to God about things, people say, that's just impossible. And I'm going, well, hey, with him, all things are possible. Nothing's impossible to me. Because all things are possible to him, so all things are possible to the one who believes. Well, you're just an idiot. Okay, leave me alone. I'm a happy idiot, right? So, who knows? Might go those 25 years and all of a sudden there it is. But, I'm having fun. Y'all give me a few more minutes, okay? When it said that he waited until he obtained the promise, it wasn't just Isaac. The promise was that in you, in your seed, all the earth will be blessed. He said, blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you. And if you go look it up, I think it's the 18th chapter maybe of Genesis. In you, in your seed, shall all of earth be blessed. That was, Abraham was born roughly 2100 B.C. Got it? Okay. You move down the timeline there. Moses was around roughly 1500 B.C. Remember, God told them that his descendants would be in Egypt for 430 years, and they were, right? Okay. To the day, yes. And then you move on down from Moses, you're down to around to David and the psalmist, the promise to David that he would have one forever sitting on his throne. That's around 1,000 BC. So 1,000 years had passed from the promise to David, who is writing all of this messianic prophecy. From David to Jesus is another 1,000 years. Again, historicity. You got documentation of all of these things. Multiple people giving evidence. If we were to have a court trial about any of the things in the Bible, and I mean go in there in a literal court trial and sit down and present the evidence, we would win the slam dunk because there's more than enough. Evidence is not circumstantial. There's hard evidence out there that these things are true, even down to the power of the resurrection of Jesus. So, as I'm meditating over these things, I thought about John, the 8th chapter, where, as usual, scribes and Pharisees, Sadducees, were giving Jesus a really hard time while he was testifying to them. And he said these words. He said, Abraham delighted, was glad to see my day. Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. And I said, sit down for a minute. Because this long-lasting enthusiasm for Abraham wasn't 25 years. It was 2,000 years. And when Jesus said, he rejoiced to see my day and saw it, do you understand that means that Jesus, the Son of God, was validating and giving evidence, supporting historicity of the promise that God made to Abraham because he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw it and was glad. And of course, the people listening to him freaked out big time. In fact, they wanted to stone him, which seemed to be a reoccurring theme. Because every time he said something like that, their minds were blown away and the enemy went into like steroids, right? Overdrive. That's how long it was. And obviously Abraham there in what's referred to as Abraham's bosom. Apparently he had some kind of charge over the underworld that we refer to as paradise, that separate place. However, that whole time, he was still expecting God to do what he knew God said he was going to do. And he did. One more thing, I'll be real fast. Roll it back over to Abraham. He said, multiplying, I will multiply you. Do you realize Sarah was 127, she died. Abraham was roughly 138, maybe 37. And he remarried to Keturah and had kids. He got 145, 148 year old man, maybe, having kids. He lived to 175. See, it never quit happening. Once God says it, his calling is without repentance. Once he says it, it just keeps coming. He said things about you. He has told us that we have that divine nature. He's told us that he's given us everything that is interfacing with this vitality and that proper in response to God. So that means you can do it. And it doesn't matter how long it's been. And it doesn't matter if it already happened once. It can continue. He's not going to stop. Praise God. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Thank you, Father, so much for your word this morning. Thank you for these people. Thank you that these words are true. And as you said, your words are spirit and they are life. Your words are spirit and your words are that quickening. We receive it. Thank you, Jesus.